one can reach in the world of the spirit. Penetration of the seventh heaven is a rare occurrence as a conscious action, although it is said that each person at one moment in their life has a flash of what it is like to be in the presence of the Lord of the universe at the crown of creation. According to the Kabbalah, entrance can be gained into Arabot by inwardly repeating the holy combination of divine names, Yahweh Eloah Vedaat. This is the Western equivalent of the Sanskrit Sat Chit Ananda, existence, union, bliss. This is to fully realize whose name is being spoken. To reach this highest heaven is to be at one with the heart of all brightness, the heart of the divine, and therefore mutual love is the key to this meeting with the Most Holy One. Indeed, it is noted that at each step one is met by divine encouragement. It is like being welcomed by the Beloved. Anyone who enters into the seventh heaven enters that place which, beyond, lies the great abyss. This is the point where total union occurs, where the individual becomes one with the Godhead. So unless one's destined work has been completed, there is no stepping into the highest place of knowledge before the three great white heads of the supernal Sephirot. For to go any higher would be to see God face to face, and so realize the high holy name, I am that I am. This can only be attained when one's destiny has been completed, when one has fulfilled that for which one was called forth, created, formed, and made. For completing that for which the Transcendent Absolute willed you into being. From this we learn that there can never be any spiritual abortions or suicides, no lasting failures or shortcuts, because omnipotence cannot fail, and God has willed to be the all in all. When a person touches and is touched by the divine, then he or she is known by name. To possess a name is to become individual, to be separate from others, who might be quite similar to oneself. This self is a spark of divine consciousness and is unique, even though it is one with all. So that each self is a photon of divine light, removed from its usual habitat in the world of Atzilut. It is because of this that often a sense of alienation occurs, particularly in the young or the sensitive. This is why true spiritual companions are so important in mystical work. Only when an individual comes to know and be known by the divine, then something of the divine begins to manifest, and this dissolves the sense of isolation that many people feel, but know not why. To be known by name is the prelude to acquaintanceship, then love, and eventually union. This work of unification is the concern of the companions of the light, whatever their earthly tradition might be. In this labour of love, there is no differentiation, even as there is no difference between the self in one human being and another. All is one, say the mystics, and the one is all.